Now, really, I think I always pictured a vanity as being something similar to a desk with a mirror and a chair. Whereas a dresser is just a chest with drawers with a mirror over it.
Yeah, I have very much the same conception as you do. How about, did you ever see a big piece of furniture that you might hang clothes in?
Yeah.
What would you call it?
Well, we had one that was a cedar rope.
Cedar rope? Mm-hmm. Was that the kind of wood it was made of?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And shiffer rope.
Is that the same?
No, it's a different, it's a combination of hanging and drawer storage.
I see, uh-huh.
It's a shiffer rope.
So there's a door and you hang clothes on that side.
On one side, then on the other side there's drawers. This may have a mirror in it.
Is the cedar rope just for hanging?
The cedar rope is hanging and the bottom of it is a chest that you lift up.
Oh, uh-huh, that's interesting.
Like the cedar rope may be about 7 feet tall, and then you've got the clothes hanging down, I guess, in about maybe 2.5 feet of chest inside it.
Mm-hmm. If you open the chest, doesn't that interfere with the clothes that are hanging?
Mm-hmm.
It does. You just ignore that.
You have to push
problem.
It all the way.
I see. Okay, and you mentioned bedroom. Did you ever hear a bedroom called anything else?
No.
What is the general term for all the articles that you put in a room?
Furniture.
Yes. And the things that hang at windows to keep the light out, I don't think you have them here, that go up and down on rollers?
Shades.
Okay. How about the things with slats that are metal?
Blinds.
Okay. What do you call these things that you've got?
Shutters.
Okay. And a little room off the bedroom to hang up your clothes in that's built in?
Closet.
All right. Did your grandmother's house have them? And did your house where you were growing up, I guess, probably in the 30s it would?
Well, that's strange. My room didn't.
Mm.
That room was added on.
Oh.
And that's why they bought the shiffer up.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, that was yours, the shiffer up.
Right.
No wonder you know so much.
Yeah, that's where my brother and I kept our hanging clothes.
Who used the cedar rope?
Excuse me, the cedar rope is what we did use.
Oh, you used
We didn't
the
have a shiffer
rope. You didn't
rope.
Have a shiffer rope, I understand.
Right.
So that's how you know about the problem with opening the chest. What did you keep in the chest?
That's where Mama kept our quilt scraps.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess you didn't need to get to those too often,
no,
so it wouldn't have interfered too much, I see. And then the room at the top of the house, just under the roof?
Attic.
Mm-hmm. Ever hear that called anything else? Especially loft.
I've heard the loft used in terms of a barn.
But not in a house?
Not in a house.
Okay. Then you call the room that you cook in the kitchen. You ever hear another name for it? Did you ever see one that was separate from the house?
Cookhouse, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you know why they were separate from the house?
The only thing I could ever... I really don't. That thing to go cut that radio off because I'm getting... The radio is on my bedroom and...
Okay.
The reason it was separated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, unless it was fire.
That's what I've always heard. Was there some way it was connected to the house?
There was a roof going from the cookhouse to the main house.
Mm-hmm. What is your source of knowing this? Did they have them in your community?
No, but I've seen and heard of them. Like my daddy used to tell me that. Tell me about the cookhouse in back of so-and-so's house, that it used to be there, or the building behind that's now a storage room, or what do they call that? Used to be the cookhouse, you know, for the main house.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of old plantation homes there.
Ah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Are they still used?
No.
Ah.
They're like used for storage and stuff like that.
Yeah.